Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 24th, 2019. I'm Rich Stravolino. The BBC published its international news site on the Tor network in an effort to help readers avoid government censorship and surveillance. Foreign language services like BBC Arabic, BBC Persian, and BBC Russian will be available, but UK-only content and services like BBC iPlayer will be unavailable due to licensing issues. The site can be found at BBC News V2VJTPSUY.onion. The Washington Post reports that, according to sources, Facebook will launch its news tab on October 25th. Previous reporting indicated that stories from hundreds of news organizations will be available, with Facebook reaching agreements on paid fees for headlines and content with a minority of these outlets. The news section will have a team of journalists selecting top stories, but largely relying on algorithms to match user interest to stories on politics, sports, health, technology, entertainment, and other subjects. Intel filed an antitrust lawsuit in the Northern District of California against the SoftBank-owned Fortress Investment Group. Fortress owns more than 1,000 technology patents. Intel claims that Fortress and companies it owns or controls filed lawsuits alleging every Intel processor since 2011 infringed on patents obtained from NXP Semiconductor. In the complaint, Intel states, Fortress's aggregation is intended for an anti-competitive purpose, to invest in patents at lower costs than the holdup value of the patents. In a statement, Fortress Managing Director Gordon Runty called Intel's lawsuit meritless. Microsoft posted its Q1 2020 earnings, for the fiscal year, hence the 2020, with earnings per share of $1.38 on revenue of $33.1 billion. Revenue rose 14%, and net income was up 21% to $10.7 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $32.23 billion on earnings of $1.25. 59% of revenue growth came from Azure Public Cloud business, although that slowed from 64% last quarter. Revenue from personal computing, productivity and business, and intelligent cloud business units all beat analyst expectations. Microsoft now has over 200 million Office 365 commercial monthly active users and 35.6 million consumer subscriptions on the service. Twitter announced it earned 5 cents per share in Q3 on revenue of $824 million, up 9% of the year. Analysts had expected revenue of $874 million on earnings of 20 cents per share. Twitter cited revenue product issues and greater than expected seasonality for its earnings miss. Monetizable daily active users increased 70% to 145 million, with an average of 30 million users in the U.S. Ad revenue increased 8% in the year to $702 million, with data licensing and other revenue up 12% to $121 million. Huawei shipped 200 million smartphones so far in 2019, beating its previous record. The company's Mate X foldable phone is now set for release in China on November 15th for $2,400. Meanwhile, Huawei's Honor brand announced the Honor 9X phone, which was previously released in China in July, will come to Europe. The phone features a 6.59-inch notchless display, a 16-megapixel pop-up selfie camera, three rear cameras, including a 48-megapixel sensor, a 8-megapixel ultrawide, and a depth assist sensor with the Kirin 710F chipset and a 4,000 mAh battery. Pricing was not announced, but it will ship with the Google Play Store. Google announced that it can't fulfill all pre-orders for its Google Stadia streaming service in time for its November 19th launch date. Stadia's Founders Edition customers are the only customers that are being promised delivery. A Google representative told Ars Technica that Founders Edition shipping starts on the 19th and will be fulfilled in order received, with Premier Edition shipments starting in order after the Founders. Google told The Verge that it expects all Founders and Premier Edition pre-orders to be shipped within the first 2 weeks of launch. Google announced its first Stadia Games and Entertainment Studio opened in Montreal. The studio will create original games for the Stadia streaming service and is headed by Jade Raymond, who previously spent over a decade at Ubisoft working on the Assassin's Creed franchise. Canon announced details about its upcoming flagship pro DSLR, the EOS 1D X Mark III. The camera will be capable of 16 frames per second continuous shooting through the optical viewfinder or 20 frames per second in live view. A new autofocus sensor will offer 28 times the resolution in the center of the frame within the OVF, with 525 phase detect autofocus pixels in live view, and subject tracking enhanced with an onboard AI model. The 1DX Mark III will use CF Express cards capable of 1.5 gigabyte per second transfers, with 5 times bigger buffer for longer continuous shooting. The camera will also support a new 10-bit high-efficiency image format that offers more dynamic range and a wider color palette than JPEG with a smaller file size than RAW images, as well as offering 10-bit 422 video recording at up to 4K 60 frames per second. Pricing, release date, and sensor resolution were not announced. And finally, Samsung announced the Exynos 990 chipset built on a 7-nanometer process. The chipset features a Mali G77 GPU and an 8-core CPU, both of which are 20% faster than the outgoing Exynos 980. The 990 supports displays with up to a 120Hz refresh rate and up to 6 cameras with a maximum resolution of 108 megapixels. The chipset does not feature a built-in 5G modem, and Samsung also announced the 5G Exynos modem 5123, built on a 7-nanometer process as well, with support for sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave 5G. Mass production on both is expected to begin later this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.